Part 1, Chapter 15, The Cornelius Emergency Room. Chicken pox, mumps, and measles. It was the end of our furlough after our second term in Liberia. We had 3 children ages 5 and under, and they were enjoying helping us pack in preparation for our return to Liberia. We were frantically trying to finish packing before embarking on our final month of meetings before our departure, and the children were unpacking things as fast as we packed them. Rowan's mother came up with an idea for a solution. "I will pay for the children to go to a preschool for 3 days, so you can finish packing in peace and quiet." It sounded like a good idea to us. But we soon discovered it had not been such a good idea after all. We were scheduled to furnish the music on the piano and organ at a missions conference at Gull Lake Bible Conference grounds in Michigan. It would have been difficult to fulfill our responsibilities at the conference if the children were with us. So five-year-old Becky stayed with my dad and stepmother in Illinois. My sister agreed to take care of the boys for that week. In the middle of the week, my sister called us because one of the boys had mumps and her husband had never had the mumps. The children could not stay with them any longer. After the evening service, Roland drove several hours to pick up the children, as well as my dad and stepmother, who volunteered to watch them at the conference grounds during the meetings. During that month of travel and meetings, Becky came down with measles and mumps, and both boys had chicken pox and mumps. Guess where they were exposed to those diseases? When we finally arrived at the mission headquarters in New York City to prepare for our flight to Liberia, one of the boys was still recuperating from the mumps. The airline told us we would not be allowed to travel with them until he was well, so we were delayed for 2 weeks. When we arrived back home in Liberia, we had much to do to get settled back in our house and into the work of the radio station. The house was crawling with zillions of ants, so I put little bottle caps of ant poison around the house to get rid of them. I put one of them in the windowsill in our bedroom behind the curtain, thinking it would be safe from the children there. 1-year-old Tony discovered it, however, and I found him licking out the last of the poison from the bottle cap. When I checked the label, I was horrified to see arsenic was one of the ingredients. We rushed Tony to the Elba Hospital emergency room to have his stomach pumped out. A few days later, the boys were racing through the house A few days later, the boys were racing through the house and Randy, 3 years old, fell and hit his head against the corner of the door jamb and cut a gash in his forehead. "Emergency room, here we come again." His cut required several stitches. We had shipped a new refrigerator to Liberia, and the space in the kitchen was too small for it. Roland got his hammer and saw and began cutting down the cabinet to make room for it. Meanwhile, Randy decided it would be fun to play with one of the boards out of the cabinet. There was only one problem. It had a nail sticking out of one end. He was happily swinging it around when we heard Tony let out a scream. When we checked him, we realized the nail had gone into his eye. We rushed him to the emergency room, and upon examination, the mission doctor said he needed eye surgery right away, but our hospital was not equipped for that. Praise the Lord, an eye hospital was in Monrovia, but the eye surgeon had left the country, and a new doctor had just arrived to take his place. The new doctor was not familiar with the eye hospital yet, and did not know where all the surgical tools were kept. An anesthesiologist was unavailable at the time, compounding the problem. One of our nurses at Elwha had this training, so Roland drove the 10 miles back to Elwha to get her. By the time they returned to the eye hospital and the doctor could begin the surgery, several hours had elapsed. By that time, the part of the iris pinched by the cornea was dead and had to be removed. 1-year-old Tony had to stay at the Elwha hospital with his little hands tied to each side of the crib so he would not disturb the eye. When the nurses came to give him his injections, he did not cry. He just cheerfully said, "All right, all right." Praise the Lord, he can see out of that eye, but his iris cannot control the amount of light entering the eye. In spite of, or maybe because of, all these emergencies, my sister Pat believed the Lord was leading her to serve Him in medical missions. When she completed her nurse's training, the Lord led her to join the medical staff at our Elwha Hospital in Liberia. One of our young engineers at Elwha, John Shea, heard she was coming and began asking me questions about her. It did not take John long after Pat's arrival at Elwha to begin getting to know her. Our family was due for a furlough, so I had a heart-to-heart chat with my sister. "Now, sis, I want you to promise me you will not get married before we get back from our furlough." "Get married? What are you talking about?" "Just promise me you won't get married before we get back, okay?" You guessed it. We had another Elwha wedding shortly after our return to Liberia. We enjoyed good family fellowship with Pat and John. One 4th of July, we decided to have a picnic together on the beach. As a result of that outing, all of us contracted hepatitis, except Pat. She became the family nurse while we recuperated from the disease. We made full use of the Elwha Hospital during that episode. The full story is told in the chapter called Four Arrows in Our Quiver. Jonathan was born at the Elwha Hospital during this term in Liberia. Roland had hernia surgery, and Randy broke his arm in a scooter accident. To top off all our visits to the Elwha emergency room that term, I sliced the back of my heel on a glass louver and needed stitches the day before we were to leave for our next furlough. No wonder Dr. Schindler said he was going to rename the Elwha Emergency Room. He said it should be called the Cornelius Emergency Room.